Well, George, 351 for eight, it seemed to be a long day. How would that score rate overall so far, do you think?
Happy with it. We knew there was going to be a little bit there early on in the day, but important to get a good score on the board, I think, in the first innings, and hopefully that's a pretty dry wicket now, so hopefully there's a few cracks starting to appear and a few footmarks, hopefully, for some spin late in the game. But it is certainly a good wicket, so we had to fight back, and it was pleasing that we did.
It seemed to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, whichever ball they were using, there was four different balls during the day. It depended on whether it was a bit easier or harder at times.
Yeah, it was a bit. The first couple of balls, I think, went out of shape and there wasn't too much swing. And then there was one ball change and there was quite good swing, which sparked Lancashire life a little bit and got them quite excited. So, I think there's enough there if you bowl well. Yeah, it is a nice batting wicket, so we're going to have to toil away when we do get our chance with the ball. But it was nice to see that we were still getting beaten every now and then, you know, with balls in the sort of 70th over, 75th over and things, which is good.
You came in at a particularly tricky time, having lost three quick wickets, 38 for three.
Yeah, we just haven't quite nailed our work at the top. We sort of knew. I think there is always a little bit here in these wickets, so that's part and parcel of knowing, I guess, that there's a bit of hard work to do in the first couple of sessions, and then hopefully you cash in a little bit later, and then you know, you do your damage late in the game if you've put a reasonable score on the board. So I think it's pretty even. I think it's a pretty even day. It feels good in our change rooms at the moment, because at 5 for 120 or whatever we were, it could have gone pear-shaped really quickly. So to be able to fight back and still be batting at the end of the day is really pleasing.
I know you haven't played a lot of championship games for Hampshire over the two sessions that you spent with them, but your first championship 100?
Yeah, nice to get it. And more importantly, I just felt better at the crease than I had in the first couple of games, so that was pleasing.
What was different today, then?
Technical stuff. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Because it looks as though you sort of almost aim to mid off.
No, I'm a tinkerer. I like to tinker.
Because I'd never noticed that before, I must admit, when you played at Hampshire before.
Yeah. No, it changes a bit from week to week, depending which way the wind's blowing.
Did you find your innings sort of one or two halves a little bit? Because you were saying about the different balls that were used. You know, your first sort of half century seemed to be with a different ball than the second half century.
I think that's, if you bat for any period of time, you tend to go through phases and bits where you seem to have the momentum, and then someone bowls a nice spell or they set a certain field and make hitting boundaries difficult. So that's just the ebb and flow of the game. Some great rear guard action from Bergie and Kyle, and then Brad at the end there. Even when I was finding it hard to score, they were ticking it over quite quickly, which was really handy.
And just finally, I guess, what the aim, just to keep going as long as you can with the first innings?
I think so. Yeah, I think runs in the first innings are pretty important. I mean, obviously, in the morning, anything can happen. We're only eight down, so we look to tick on and try and get one more batting point, and we'll see what happens after that.
Thank you. Well played.
No worries. Cheers.
Thanks, George. Cheers.
No worries. Thank you.
See you tomorrow.